This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship radio station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live right now. And special thanks go out to our military men and women, along with our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the coronavirus effort all across the country. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, and all of those roughnecks and all those people working those oil rigs all around the country, all around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can also follow us over on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FounderCode.com. Hello there.
Hello.
Did we really finish our stuff with the...
There's another piece, and of I think where Durham is really going with this, and that has to do with the Christopher Steele side of the investigation that they were doing on Trump and the top Obama officials, and maybe perhaps even Obama himself.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's probably the reason that Durham has had to bring on some additional sources, resources, meaning people,
uh-huh,
because they're going to have to go through documents and archives and emails and those kinds of things between the Obama White House, which would include the State Department as well, to get any communications that dealt with people like Victoria Nuland, Susan Rice, and anybody else. Now, here's a particularly, we're going to have to go back a little bit in history, because this is a whole other component of quote-unquote deep state.
Mm-hmm.
We should remember somebody by the name of Strobe Talbot. Strobe Talbot is a very old friend of Bill Clinton's from Oxford. And Strobe has been in, he's kind of like... the consigliere to Clinton's, especially to Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And Strobe Talbot had a relationship with Christopher Steele, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. Now, we can go back to the times of Benghazi, shall we, for a second?
Sure.
Because there was a person back there in the days of Benghazi by the name of Cody Shearer.
Yeah.
And Cody Shearer was hooked at the hip to, what's his name? I can see him. Sidney Blumenthal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Cody Shearer, he was also in the mix of these other kinds of dossiers. I mean, we hear about the dossier, but there were other kinds of white papers that were also written up, of which Cody Shearer contributed, that I think helped build some of the information that went into the dossier. But Cody Shearer, interestingly enough, happens to be Strobe Talbot's brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the official think tanks that a lot of people, progressive think tanks that a lot of people in Washington, D.C. refer to is the Brookings Institute. Well, Strobe Talbott was head of the Brookings Institute for a lot of years. Now, we remember the other person on the Trump White House National Security Council by the name of Fiona Hill. Remember her?
I do.
Okay, well, she happened to also be a Brookings official that ended up, too, having a copy of the dossier. So I think that there are a lot of other piece parts that Durham is putting together here, and we're going to see some regurgitation of some names that we haven't heard of in a while, and those include certainly Cody Shearer, perhaps Sidney Blumenthal, Strobe Talbott, Jonathan Weiner, Kathleen Cavillac. So, yeah, we're going to go back in history here, back to the future.
Now, this drug, Remdesivir, the speed recovery up of the COVID-19, apparently they're speeding that up, trying to get it out on the market as soon as they can. The only thing is I keep seeing the price of this pill versus what the hydroxychloroquine is. It's $900 versus 93 cents.
I don't think that. I don't know where that's coming from. Look, the hydroxychloroquine, it's a very common drug. We've had it around for decades.
Sure.
As a matter of fact,
malaria.
It is, and for
Ebola.
Lupus,
okay, yeah.
We have it stockpiled. I mean, we have probably got 300 million doses of hydroxychloroquine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, it has some effect to COVID-19, and that's good. Now, when it comes to remdesivir, I actually had a fascinating call with a doctor yesterday on this very topic. Remdesivir has been around for at least 10 years also.
For Ebola?
And therein lies where things get confusing, and that's why I had this conversation, because coronavirus, viruses have a genome. They have a commonality.
All right, hold that thought, because we're going to break. So hold that thought, and we'll be right back, and we'll try to explain this some more, because I did have a question about that, which is right here in front of me. I'll ask that question, but we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and
you know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. And what do 385,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, it's pretty simple. They're all members of the USCCA. They trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense incident, whatever it might happen to be, regardless of what weapon you use, even your bare hands. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys. Now, keep in mind that if you want an opportunity to win the free Gun a Day giveaway, you got to go over to the Facebook page for Americans for America. That's Americans for America. That's a page that I created, I don't know, about 8-9 years ago. And a lot of interesting stories over there. But at the very top of the page, just underneath the logo, you'll see the logo link for the USCCA. And I've got over there intentionally for a reason. You click on that link over there, and you'll have an opportunity to sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. Then once you do that, take a look at becoming a member, because membership has its advantages. Now, if you decide to become a member, they've got 3 levels of membership. And if you go with the deluxe plan, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA. Now, if you take the middle-of-the-road plan, you'll get a free carry bag to carry all your different gear with you. And you'll also get the concealed carry magazine. And for just joining the basic plan, you'll get the concealed carry magazine, which in itself has a whole bunch of coupons and things in it. And you'll love it because of all the information you'll get. So that's the USCCA logo link. You can find it over on the Americans for America webpage on Facebook. Okay? All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Hello, come in.
Hello, hello.
Back to the conversation that we didn't quite finish.
All right, Remdesivir. Yeah. Remdesivir has been around for about, it's been around for quite a while because it was, yes, used to as a treatment for, as a treatment for Ebola and Marburg. It has been used also, too, for SARS and MERS. And what the point of this is that coronaviruses
of which there are 5,200 strains of coronavirus.
Yep.
With COVID-19 being yet one of the many. They have some commonalities in viruses, and so these drugs, remdesivir or, you know, several others, of which there are hundreds and hundreds to treat viruses, all have a different component to address what the virus attaches itself to in the human machinery in order to thrive or not thrive.
Right.
And so there's a lot of, you know, chatter out there that remdesivir is $900 a dose, which is just false, okay? That's not the case at all. As a matter of fact, it is estimated because of demand that it can go up to that, but that's not where it is. Right now, the cost of a dosage for remdesivir is sitting around $11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So... Yeah. The interesting thing when I say demand, because now it has with the trial that came out of France, I believe it was officially yesterday,
mm-hmm.
For remdesivir, the demand then becomes the problem. And interestingly enough, the International Monetary Fund has already put up $50 billion to purchase and or vaccinate or treat an estimated 50 million people, of which they would buy a large inventory or quantity of remdesivir. That's why you end up with the prices, because if somebody locks in a whole, mm-hmm. you know, millions and millions of dosages, then you got to pay even more. But now the World Bank has also pledged $12 billion. Because what's happening here is you've got developing countries, especially those in Africa, that they are actually saying that this could wipe out populations in Africa because of, you know, the COVID-19 virus and because of starvation and all these other kinds of things. So I think things need to be kept in check. You know, we've got plenty of hydroxychloroquine in inventory, plenty of it, and we have some certainly remdesivir. But in
well, I heard
$900 a dose.
Here's a question that was raised. Apparently the government or somebody's ordering another 5 or 7 million doses of it.
Of what?
Hydroxychloroquine.
They don't. Well, I mean, they don't need to. We've got tons and tons and tons of it.
Well, somebody's apparently ordering it.
Well, they may be ordering it to have it in their own inventory from the stockpile. That may be the case.
Yeah. All right. Now, we heard from, our favorite questioner called up and then he hung up, Backgammon Bob. So, Backgammon Bob, if you're listening and you want to call back, call back. I don't know what he wanted there. But anyway, the Washington Post has written an editorial. And they've criticized former Vice President Biden. They want him to more directly answer the sex misconduct claim and just come clean and get it out of the way. They that's what they want to have happen. There was an editorial written about it last night.
Well, and then you've got the New York Times, which interestingly enough is challenging Biden on all of this, saying, dude, you need to give us a timeline. What's at issue here is that back when this, you know, event happened with this, I'm not sure what to call it, with this girl, but there are
Tara.
Senate records.
We'll just call
Tara.
Her Tara.
There are Senate records. And so I think that they're trying to get their hands on those Senate records.
Yep.
Well, we don't know if she was paid off. We don't know if, you know, I don't think that she was, but we know that she was taken out of her job and put some other place to deal with interns and so forth. So there's some other moving parts here that I think the New York Times is on.
Let's go to Backgammon Bob, because here he is. What's on your mind, sir?
Captain.
Sir.
Denise, do we need? Is it possible with these latest new evidence that they found that we could tangle up with Obama and Hillary in that mess?
Yes. There won't be a consequence. If you're thinking that someone's going to go to jail, I still don't think that'll ever happen.
No, I'm just thinking that they could reveal. You know what I'm saying? Because with the upcoming election and things, I think that would be a very good thing to bring out as far as to reveal their roles if they could find a definite role, because something needs to be found out about this, because this just can't keep going on. Okay, that's
all right.
It.
All right, thank you. Well, they're obviously... Go ahead.
Years ago already, almost 3 years, I called for a declassification of these documents. I think we're, you know, and Trump, and timing is everything. So leading, going into the November elections, might be a good time to start declassifying. Well, we're kind of seeing some of that now, especially with, what is happening with the Strobe Talbots and the Cody Shearers and the Christopher Steeles and the Michael Flynn. So, we're getting there, and it's going to come to us in what I call the drip method. You know, it's going to be a drop here and a drop here and a drop here that will play very well for Trump. Now, would somebody like a Susan Rice or a Barack Obama ever give testimony? I doubt it. They would go back and forth and legal this and legal that, in order for them to not testify. But if we can get enough hands on the documents, which is, I think, what John Durham is doing, there wouldn't need to be any testimonies, correct?
Correct. Uh-huh. All right. Now, what is going on in Nevada? We've got the mayor of Las Vegas that's saying, listen, open our city. We've lost 46% of our revenue. Our tax coffers are running dry. Of course, they're having to pay some huge salaries there. So are they going to get back going very quick, or what's going on there?
It really depends. You know, an awful lot of those employees that work in Vegas in the casino industry are also unioned. And so it's going to put some big pressure on the union's coffers to, deal with some of this. Therein lies the other issue. The mayor of Las Vegas, she's absolutely right. Open the blasted place. And I don't know if this, someone's going to have to sue somebody.
Yeah, we're talking billions, if not trillions of dollars in Las Vegas and lost revenue. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at the same time. Don't go nowhere. We'll talk to you up on your mountaintop. How's that?
All right,
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. She's sitting up on top of the highest elevation in Tarpon Springs. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci says a trial with an experimental drug suggests that remdesivir could shorten the recovery time for a coronavirus patient.
What it is proven is that a drug can block this virus.
President Trump says task force guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will fade out because governors are now taking the lead in reopening their own economies.
I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand. I've been at the White House now for many months, and I'd like to get out as much as I love this. This is the most beautiful house in the world, in my opinion. But I think there's just a great demand to get out.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says it may take a year or more for the economy to rebound, so the Fed is leaving a benchmark interest rate near zero. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to better serve you, and they're opening up their classes in May. Again, after being on a hiatus for the past couple of months because of the COVID-19. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, they've got two locations to serve you, the National Aviation Academy. One of them is in Concord, Mass, outside Boston. The other one happens to be right down here in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, but it's the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to having a high-paying, in-demand job as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, lots of work to be done by aviation maintenance techs. They've got, in one place that was on television yesterday, 1,700 aircraft that were flown out to Arizona and parked until they could go back up in the air again. And they have to be recertified to be flown again. That takes an aviation maintenance tech. They have to be double-checked, checked, and rechecked. So, you talk about job security, it's going to be there. And all you got to do is schedule a tour. Now go to the website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, check them out, and then call them at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of their facility. That simple. Ask to take the tour. And when you do, of course, tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right. The Army has made some adjustments to a digital thermal sensor on their integrated visual augmentation system, or the IVAS goggles, so the devices can now detect a fever, according to service officials that are working on developing this for these goggles that the Army has right now. By the way, the day before the U.S. Military Academy announced that it would proceed with plans for President Trump to deliver the commencement address, cadets joined a video call to learn about their return to the school's campus outside New York, the American city hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. Soldiers also with the 25th Infantry Division in Hawaii began individual and small group arms and skills training after a month-long hiatus of social distancing due to the coronavirus threat. They're back at it again. And in a surprise move, the Army has ended a program that was using high-fidelity simulators to train soldiers in small arm units. They've stopped doing that now. And the Navy took delivery of its first stealth destroyer and a new flight 2A Arleigh Burke-class destroyer last week. Can't wait to see that thing in action. By the way, coronavirus cases have aboard the 2nd Navy ship are still rising. They're now at 64. That's the number of cases aboard the guided missile destroyer Kid as it pulled into port at San Diego to get medical care for the crew and to disinfect and decontaminate the ship with their 300 crew members on board. Speaking of contamination in ships, nearly 1,000 sailors assigned to the USS Theodore Roosevelt, that's 25% of the crew, are still fighting the coronavirus after the Navy reassessed how it determines whether someone who's recovered from the virus or not. It's still too early to say if the COVID-19-related economic slowdown is significantly disrupting the production of major programs, but the Navy's top weapons buyer said in a media call this week that shipyards are continuing to balance the COVID-19 mitigation with their efficient operations. Now, the Air Force is now using firearm cable locks to promote home safety and reduce self-harm. The Air Force is gearing up to distribute 150,000 firearm cable-style locks for airmen all around the U.S. free of charge as part of the Home Safety Initiative across the force. And it's not just the fighter jets that are flying around the country anymore with these PAD flyovers they got. The Air Force has also added a couple of bombers into the mix, too, that are going to take to the skies for the healthcare salute. We'll see how that works out. By the way, dozens have tested positive in the Marine Corps at the San Diego boot camp. They just opened that up a week or so ago. They may have to slow things down again. We'll see. And some Marines in Norway that were stuck waiting to come back to the U.S. are back now. Marines began to return home, and their deployment rotations prepare to commence right now as some come back, some go back over into Norway for the cold weather training. Now, the Space Force's next missile warning satellite is one step closer to a 2021 launch with thermal vacuum testing, which was begun just a week ago. The next space-based missile warning satellite has reached a major milestone. We'll hear more about that in the weeks to come. And the U.S. Coast Guard Academy plans on hosting a virtual graduation ceremony on May the 20th as a measure to accommodate current social distancing practices implemented in the wake of the COVID-19 outbreak. National Guard, the latest status on their troops, 45,000 troops mobilized with 83% on Title 32 orders, which means they're working directly on the coronavirus. By the way, during his tenure as Undersecretary for Health at the Department of Veterans Affairs and later as Veterans Secretary, VA Secretary, Dr. David Shulkin spent about a weekend a month wearing a white coat and training and treating patients, rather, at the VA Medical Center in Manhattan. Well, guess what? He's volunteered to return as a doctor. Nobody called him to ask him to come back, but he's volunteered to go back with the VA and work as a doctor. Kudos to him for that. Now, the VA's $16 billion electronic health records modernization plan is failing. That's according to the Inspector General. A $16 billion effort to give veterans lifetime electronic health records that meshed with the Pentagon's has been marked by repeated delays and oversight failures that could have put patients at risk. Why is it always that way? And the U.S. Navy is paying the contractor some $600 million that was originally held back to ensure performance. The Navy has paid defense contractors $600 million that it previously withheld to ensure contract performance, something that they learned to do a while ago. Also, the Department of Homeland Security Cyber Agency will now serve as a cybersecurity marketplace. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency was formally designated as a storefront for cybersecurity. That according to the Office of Management and Budget that announced that on April the 27th. And finally, the VA has awarded $96 million for IT modernization. Now, Accenture Federal Services will provide a variety of IT services to help the Department of Veterans Affairs respond to the coronavirus pandemic as part of the $96 million task order for modernization services. Hopefully, this will take care of the huge backlog of cases that continues over at the VA. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, that's Donna Fiducia, and she and her husband Don are listening to us up in Carrollton, Georgia, on our affiliate there, 1330 WLBB. And let's see here. They are just up the road, a pit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And don't forget that Don and Donna, once in a while, can be heard on my program whenever I get the opportunity to get them on here. Now, let's take a look over here. This portion of the program brought to you by Balance of Nature. And Balance of Nature is real food, real science, real nutrition. Now, I'm taking the fruits and the veggie capsules. They're really tasty. I really like them. You normally don't get the amount of fruits and vegetables that you get every day, and this is a way to do it in a nice little capsule form. And if you want to find out more about how it works for you, and it's all being designed, in my case, to build up my immunity, balanceofnature.com is a website, balanceofnature.com, or you can give them a call by calling them at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Well, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. I'm just watching your governor tell everybody how great things are in New York.
Where? He's on now? He can't be on now.
Yeah, from yesterday. They were showing him. Because yesterday we had our governor come on and open up Florida with phase one in a couple of different sections. They actually are ready for phase two, but it's up in the panhandle away from us. Pretty much the sporting events, I know you're interested in that. Sporting events can be played with no fans in the stand, nobody in the stand.
Well, that's for big sports. I'm just hoping that they allow the kids to go out and
and play and do their thing, because I think that's important too. You can't allow, you know, idle hands with children, not a very good thing. I think kids need to be out and about, doing the things that they normally, do, and, you can't keep them locked up anymore. So hopefully they'll get the youth sports going as well, keeping kids out of trouble. I think that you guys are stepping in the right direction there. I really do. I'm very, very happy. You're going to see happening too is you're definitely going to start, if they don't get up to snuff up in the north, you're going to see a lot of people hop in their cars and start driving south.
Well,
that's for sure.
They might be met at the border by a little surprise, because we've got these checkpoints that are up. And I saw one yesterday. I saw a trooper yesterday, Chris, on the south end of the Howard Franklin Bridge pull over another bus. And the bus had it had New York to Miami, something or another, escort or express service. And it was like a Spanish name. And the trooper pulled him over, and I know darn well what he was doing.
I know, but the reality is that you can pull people over, but you can't detain them or anything like that. If it's against the law, it's interstate commerce. Maybe you can tell people, say, hey, listen, make sure that they're, you know, talk to them to some degree. I know many people have left, the city and other places and headed for the hills and other places around the country, Florida included. Obviously you gotta be responsible about it. You know, most people up here in the Northeast have been quarantined for, you know, a couple months now. So it's, you know, people are kind of anxious to get out and about. And I think it's going to be an issue, because, you know, Florida's such a great place to go, is that, yeah, people are going to see this opening up, and you're going to get people that are going to just say, I'm out of here. I'm done. I can't deal with this anymore. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, other big pundits are saying that we're getting to that tipping point right now where people are not going to take it anymore. And I, you know, last week there was tons of people went to the beach in California. This week, Gavin Newsom shutting the beaches down. It's just going to make people angry, quite honestly.
All the way from Mexico, all the way from Mexico to Oregon, shut down all of the beaches.
And it's people, just going to make people angry. It's just all it's going to do, and they're going to push back. You know, the orders, these guys like acting like kings. They really do. There's no consideration at all that you know, we have freedom here in this country. And it's just, you know, people willingly giving up their rights. It's just extraordinary to me. It really is.
Well, if you come into Florida on an aircraft, you're going to automatically be told and be issued a paper and this, that, and the other. They're going to get your identification, find out where you're going, et cetera, et cetera. And you're going to be told you have to shelter in place for 14 days or do the isolation thing if you come in on an aircraft. If you come in on a vehicle, if they have their checkpoints up and they stop you, then you're going to be given a little friendly note and say, well, when you get to where you're going, you have to isolate for 14 days. But here's what they didn't open yesterday. Okay, no gyms, right? No gyms of any kind. No fitness centers. No barbers. No hair salons. None of them were open. Now,
when are they expecting to open those up?
I don't know, but it's not going to be for a little while yet. And they've also, you know, the vacation rentals, everybody's got like houses they rent out and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that either. You won't let anybody rent out the homes. Stores are open, 25% capacity of the building of occupancy inside, and they have to abide by the distances, 6-foot distances when standing in lines and whatnot. Museums are open again. Libraries are open again. Restaurants, food establishments, but not bars, not pubs, and not nightclubs.
Yeah, I think you guys could probably go, I would say probably to about May 15th, and you're going to probably have to open up to an even greater degree.
Well, July 4th is what they're looking for, the birthday of America, to have everything wide open again. That's what they're looking for, July 4th.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, you could do it, but I mean, that's still a long way off.
I know.
You know, at the beginning of May, I mean, it's still got a couple months there, and I think that you're going to probably have to get some of these other places open little by little. Obviously, Florida is a different situation based upon the demographics. We know that, and then the population skews much older there than in other places in the country, and that's something to look out for. And I think chronic health is when it needs to be focused on. You really got to, you know, talk to people who have pre-existing conditions that have health issues and make sure that they're doing the right thing and they're taking care of themselves. We know now. I mean, it is what it is. We know now who people who are really at risk for this. And maybe it'll be a bit of an eye-opener for many people, saying, you know what, I got to do that extra thing to get myself in better shape and take care of myself and do these extra things, so I'm not going to be a bigger target for something like this.
They've actually recommended anybody with pre-existing conditions, especially a senior citizen, to stay away from large groups and to pretty much stay within the confines of their own residence. That's what they're recommending, not to come out. And if you do, they want you to wear masks and all sorts of stuff. By the way, 10 people or more, if they can't maintain social distancing, they're all supposed to be wearing masks.
We've got us out in public here too. Everybody's supposed to be wearing masks, and it does cut down. Again, it was an overextension. You know, you're taking a look right now. More of the science that comes out from this. I know that they're trying to scare everybody with the droplets and how it's sprayed, how it's spread. The reality is that it really spreads through homes. That's where they're discovering more and more and more, is that once it gets into a household, obviously everybody within the house ends up getting it. And the type of infection made out in the public has been minuscule compared to what happens in homes. And this is why it's hit a lot of these immigrant neighborhoods and places in Queens. And also they're going through the same thing right now in Singapore.
Let me ask you a couple of money questions. Did you know the big banks have temporarily been locked out of the Fed's small business virus loan program, and they're getting these community banks and these smaller banks to do the loaning to make sure the money goes to smaller companies?
Yeah, again, I think that's good that they're getting money to those banks. I think that's great. But there's also, you know, a lot of customers out there and people that I'm dealing with that are small businesses that have accounts at big banks. So, I mean, it doesn't say that just because you're a small business, you go and you work with a community bank or a credit union, somebody small. There's plenty of small businesses that have accounts at Bank of America and Wells Fargo and these other places. You know, when you signed off on getting and asking for this loan, you signed off on and saying certain things in regards to what you were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you break that, then you're basically, you get yourself into trouble. And we're told that everybody that over a $2 million loan is going to end up getting audited down the road. That's all well and good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why you would lock out certain lending institutions because, again, you don't know who their customers are.
I just thought it was kind of strange. But finally, the Democrats are proposing a new wealth tax to help reduce the income inequality. Now, we don't know where the wealth tax is coming on what group of people.
The taxes, Matt, are going to be going up, and they're going to be going up, I think, in a pretty significant way. I don't know how this is going to be handled after the fact. I mean, we just spent, we are spending an insane amount of money. It's hard to get our arms around and see we're going to be coming out on the other side. We just got to hope it's not going to be something that's going to hurt more.
Yeah. Property taxes are going up 31% in one city in the Midwest. I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And good morning, George. How are you doing? George the Godfather is on the online this morning. All right, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, back with Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.